As promised, we're going to talk with Itamar Marcus. He heads up an organization called Palestinian Media Watch. Let me give you their website address, PALWATCH, P-A-L-W-A-T-C-H, PALWATCH.org. You go there, and I want you to sign up for their email alerts. Itamar sends out information sporadically along the way to keep you informed of what's happening there among the Palestinian media, both the electronic and print page, so that you'll know exactly what they're saying. Not what they're saying to world leaders, but what they're actually saying to their own people, the Palestinian people. Itamar, there is a story that you have been covering, and I think you've done some pretty deep research on this story. Mahmoud Abbas is the president of the Palestinian Authority, and on a recent speech, and a number of times over the last couple of years, he has said the alleged temple on the Temple Mount. In other words, he was refuting the Jewish history that there was a temple on the Temple Mount in the city of Jerusalem. And as you study the scriptures and study secular history, there is evidence that it was there for over 1,000 years. Now, I want you to talk about that. But in addition to that, what is very interesting to me is that the denial of a Jewish temple on the Temple Mount is right in the face of Christian theology. For example, Jesus Christ went into the temple and threw the money changers out. Now, he did that twice at the beginning of his ministry, found in John chapter 2, but also in Matthew 21, he went in during that time of triumphal entry into Jerusalem and threw the money changers out. If there was no Jewish temple there, how could he do that? So I think that the Jewish people and the Christians as well have a real concern with what Mahmoud Abbas is saying. Talk to me, first of all, about his denial of a Jewish temple on the Temple Mount, and how long has this been going on?
Oh, this has been going on for years. One of the most important things for the people who today call themselves Palestinians is to create a history for themselves. They want the land of Israel. They want the land of a nation that did have, that does have, thousands of years of history in this place. And there wasn't even a Palestinian people till literally just the 1960s when terrorism in the name of the PLO, in the name of the Palestinians, created a Palestinian people. So they have children without roots, they have families without roots, they have no heritage. So what they've done is they have created their own replacement ideology. They have taught their children, and we see this in the school books, we hear it regularly in their education of their kids, that there is a many thousands of years Palestinian history, and that there never was a Jewish history in the land. And part of the denying of Jewish history is denying all the details. So they deny that there was a temple in Jerusalem. They deny archaeological finds. They deny they even deny that Jesus was a Judean. He was a Jew, because that means that the Jewish people had a history. So they turn Jesus into a Palestinian. So it's very important for them. It's not something just coincidental. This is critical for them. We Palestinians have thousands of years of history. The Jews are foreign colonialist invaders. This is a constant message coming from the Palestinian leadership.
You know, I cannot understand how they can even make the statement. It's an outright lie. Even as you look back to, for example, what they referred to as Herod's temple, the temple that was there 2,000 years ago in the times of Jesus, and when the Jewish people were in the land before they were dispersed to the four corners of the earth, they called it Herod's temple. And as I understand it, some of the history of the Palestinian people is that they say Herod was one of them. He was a Palestinian, and it was his temple. So they're denying even their own history, aren't they?
Not only that, they're even denying, Jimmy, they're denying the Quran. The Quran, which bases itself on so much of scripture, both of Hebrew scripture and of Christian scripture, the Quran actually has a chapter that talks about the destruction of both temples. It talks about the first temple, Allah was angry at the Jews, or the children of Israel, he destroyed it once, then he destroyed it again. So even the Quran talks about this temple. So in order to create a Palestinian people and an identity, and to deny Israel a history, they're even willing to reject and deny the Quran.
You know, I also cannot understand how they can go right in the face of secular history. It was 70 AD. General Titus, son of the Roman Emperor Vespasian, who was directed by his father to return to Jerusalem, destroy the temple, devastate the city, and disperse the Jews to the four corners of the earth. They have the Arch of Titus and the city of Rome. One of the reliefs on that arch is the fact that the Roman soldiers are carrying back the menorah, the silver trumpets. It's right there. It's speaking of history. How in the world do they just do away with all of that?
Your question is absolutely one of the most amazing things that does happen in the Palestinian world. You're right, things like the Arch of Titus. Who can argue what the Arch of Titus is talking about? There are full histories written about the period, Roman histories. There have been coins that have been found recently and stamps that have been found recently with names of people mentioned in the Bible. So all of this is happening in the excavations that are going on now. And we see it actually in the Palestinian press. They tell their people, don't believe what the Israeli scientists and archaeologists are saying. It's only them. They're making it up to try to create a false history. We get this all the time.
Well, I hope and pray that as this broadcast goes out across America and around the world, the Christian community will wake up to actually what the Palestinian people are doing. They're not only denying Jewish history, but now they have taken on another part of the religious system of our world, Christianity, and they're saying that Jesus Christ never went into the temple, because if there was no temple there, how could he go in and throw the money changers out? I hope the Christians will get up off their blessed assurance, wake up, and start joining you, Itamar, in some of this concern that your people help us become aware of with all of the watching of the Palestinian media, the electronic, the print media, and everything else that's going on. Let me go to another subject now. I see that you put out a report that there was a cartoon, somewhat of a political cartoon, that was published in the Palestinian media, and it included President Obama. Talk to me about that.
The Palestinian Authority had hoped very much that President Obama would literally force Israel to give them everything that they wanted, and Obama actually had said that he figured there would be a Palestinian state within a year or two. I think he said this in his second year in power. And, of course, that never happened because the Palestinians weren't willing. Because he did not twist Israel's arm, they are no longer looking at Obama and presenting him as a friend. In this cartoon that appeared last week in the official newspaper, you see this demonized-looking religious Jew with a long black beard. He's humped over. He's got a nose as long as the butcher knife that he's holding in his hand, and he's got this big, big knife that he's holding, and it's dripping with blood. And Obama is reading a newspaper, and the newspaper is titled American Media, and then Obama tells this Jew, who obviously just committed a crime because his knife is dripping with blood, he tells him, don't worry, there won't be a thing in the press about it. There's nothing in the media. There are no pictures or articles about you in the press. So what he's saying is that Obama and the American media are hiding the Jewish people's crimes, are hiding Israel's crimes. This is in the Palestinian newspaper.
Wow. Well, this is just propagandizing not only the Palestinian people, but also an effort to propagandize the entire world with some of this information. Itamar, I so appreciate the time you can spend talking with us and keeping us updated on what is really being said through the Palestinian media electronically and both the print page as well. Thank you so very much for your team and for all of your activities, and I'm sure we're going to have another conversation down the way. Thank you, Itamar.
You're very